give me a glorious name. Our land may be poor, but of this I am sure, we're welcome wherever we roam. At the dawn of the day, we'll be sailing away to the shores of a merry day. So fare thee well, me darling Mary Ann, we sail at the break of day. O'er the raging foam, for to seek a home on the shores of a merry
The Irish Rovers, and another foot tapper there, singing a song entitled The Shores of America. Well, that's what they did in those days. America didn't rhyme with anything, and it was easier to say The Shores of America. So there are a couple of Irish songs talking about and singing about America. Now, the Irish Rovers, well known in Canada, of course, and we're staying in Canada because here we have the Wolf Tones. Now, regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe has never been a great fan of the Wolf Tones. Well, that's not quite true, because I didn't like a lot of their earlier stuff because it was very, very political. But when, well, they got it all their act together, in my book anyway, and they began to come up with some good stuff, more foot tapping. And this time they're off in Canada. 'Twas deep in Canadian woods we met. And you can join in the chorus with Ireland Boys, Hooray.
In Canadian woods we've met, from one bright island flown. Great is the land we tread, but yet our hearts are with our own. And ere we leave the shanty small, we'll fade the autumn day. We toast old Ireland, dear old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Ireland by us hooray, Ireland by us hooray. We toast old Ireland, dear old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
We've heard her faults 100 times, the new ones and the old, in songs and sermons, rants and rhymes, and larks some 50-fold. We take them all, both great and small, and this we've got to say. Here's dear old Ireland, good old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Ireland by us hooray, Ireland by us hooray. Here's dear old Ireland, good old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
That brave and good men tried to snap her rusty chain, that patriots suffered, martyrs died, and all 'tis said in vain. But no by snow a glance will show how far we've won our way. Here's good old Ireland, loved old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Ireland by us hooray, Ireland by us hooray. Here's good old Ireland, loved old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Happy and bright the groups that pass, from peaceful homes for miles, o'er fields and roads and hills to mass, when Sunday morning smiles. And deep their zeal, their true hearts feel, when low they kneel to pray. Oh dear old Ireland, blessed old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Ireland by us hooray, Ireland by us hooray. Oh dear old Ireland, blessed old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Deep in Canadian woods we met, and we never may see again. The dear old Isle where our hearts are set, our first fond hopes remain. But come fill up another cup, and with every sup let's say, here's loved old Ireland, good old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Ireland by us hooray,
hooray.
Ireland by us hooray,
hooray.
Here's loved old Ireland, good old Ireland, Ireland by us hooray.
Well, you more or less got two for the price of one there, because we had some nice fiddle and some jig playing there, as well as the Wolf Tones. Now, a little bit about Joe Bollard. I was born in Dublin, lost my sight at the age of two, and at the age of six, our family emigrated from Dublin to Liverpool in England. My mother, my father, and, well, 11 children at the time, but another one came along later on. My mother had 12 children. I lived in Liverpool, although I was never really happy there. I always knew that someday I'd come home to Ireland. That was always my dream. And luckily, and thank God, when I was about 22 years of age, I did come back to live in Ireland. But in the meantime, at the age of six, I went to a school in Liverpool where I got my very first music lesson, which changed my life because, well, I've been addicted ever since to music. I started as a piano player, and then when I left school, I wanted to be nothing else other than a professional musician. And it was a hard road, and at the same time, I had my dreams to come back home. I started to tour around the various nightclubs, and I got various jobs, and, well, I was beginning to make a bit of a name for myself, but eventually I had the opportunity to come back home to Ireland, where I moved to Ballina in County Mayo. And it was there that I worked with the Jack Ruan band for 7 years. And it was there that I met and married the girl that became my wife, Sarah. We lived there for 7 years and we had two young boys there, our first two sons. And then eventually I found that married life wasn't the life for a man touring the world with the Jack Ruan band as we did. So I took the bull by the horns and moved up to Dublin, where I once again had to make a name for myself. And I got established as a musician. And speaking of musicians and music, it's time for another track. And this time it's a song of Percy French. Now, Percy French, for those of you who don't know, towards the end of the 19th century and into the early part of the 20th century, Percy French worked as, wait for it, a drains inspector. But apart from working the drains, he was a prolific songwriter and wrote many songs about various places in Ireland. Here, for instance, this is him telling the story of the young man who went to London. And he went to work, and he lived, well, he hailed from the mountains of Mourne, which in County Down, and he went there to London, and he saw some strange sights that he'd never seen before, and he wrote a letter back to his girlfriend, Mary. Well, I'm not sure whether she was his girlfriend. Her name was Mary. She might have been his wife, but I think she was his girlfriend, reading between the lines. And he's telling her all that happened, but he still wanted to be back where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. And here's the lovely, clear, dulcet voice of Anne Breen and her version of the song.
The people are working by day and by night. They don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's guns of them digging for gold in the streets. At least when thank you. through their dresses at all. I've seen them myself, and I'll tell you in truth, you'd not know if they're bound for a ball or a bath. Don't go starting them fashions, now Mary McCree, for the mountains of Maury sweep down to the sea.
We come to one of those lovely old Irish-American songs that I mentioned at the beginning of the programme. Yes, I appreciate they're not everybody's cup of tea, and I feel people's going, oh! But no, I grew up listening to this sort of material. It's the song from the movie The Quiet Man, the music written by Dick Farrelly. Now, there have been many interpretations of this song, but to me, this is the infinite. This is the definite one for me. It's the one I grew up with, possibly. That's why. But it's Bing Crosby and his interpretation of a man reminiscing. I guess some folks may say that I'm a dreamer. The Isle of Inishree.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea. Especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wander o'er green hills through dreamy valleys and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose the Isle of Innisfree.
Now we come to a song that was written by a friend of mine. She's gone to God now, Mayo Higgins, and she wrote a lot of very popular songs in her time. This one hasn't been recorded by too many people. I think the original was done by Rose Brennan, who used to sing with the Joe Loss Orchestra many years ago. Rose from Dublin. And I had the good fortune to meet Rose on more than one occasion when I was a teenager living in Liverpool, and we'd visit the local dance hall to hear Joe Loss and the band. And knowing Rose was from Dublin, well, not only myself, but a lot of our family used to go and have a chat with her. She recorded this song, and I think Sonny Knowles also recorded it. But here, Glenn Curtin. Glenn is telling us all about the beauties of Dublin Bay.
I have traveled far over the ocean to a land that is wondrous and fair. But of my Dublin Bay I am dreaming, for my heart it will always be there. When shadows of evening are stealing and the lights of the city are gay, sure the light that I see in my memory are shining on my Dublin Bay. I have riches and rings on my fingers, but my loneliness I can't disguise. How I long for the love light that lingers in the sunshine of soft Irish eyes. This song from my heart I am singing, from a heart that's more lonely each day. Can it be I can only be dreaming of loved ones by my Dublin Bay?
We now come to yet another icon of the Irish music scene, certainly during the past, 40 years or so. I speak of Luke Kelly. Now, Luke started his musical career actually in Scotland, singing a lot of Scottish folk songs. Excellent folk singer, good banjo player too, used to accompany himself singing. Then he came home and he joined up with Ronnie Drew. Ronnie had his own trio at that time. It was called the Ronnie Drew Trio, and they were singing ballads. They encouraged Luke Kelly to join them, and they formed themselves into the Dubliners. But here, Luke singing a song that I remember trying to pick out many years ago as a young lad, about 11, on the piano. And I used to love this tune. Listen to Luke Kelly's interpretation of the Garton Mother's Lullaby.
Silent twilight falls. Evil from the gray rock comes to wrap the world in thrall. A land of an oak, my child, my joy, my own, my heart's desire. The crickets sing you lullaby beside the dying fire. Dusk is drawn and the green man's horn is wreathed in rings of fog. Shiva sails his boat till morn across the starry bog. A land of an old, the paly moon has ringed her cusp in dew. To hear the sad, sweet tune I sing, oh love, to you.
We Irish people love to sing songs about places, usually the place where we were born, because we left it and went to live in another land or another part of Ireland, and we missed where we were born. Again, it's just a personal opinion, but I think we Irish are, well, the country that sings the most songs about its place names and places and towns and villages, followed closely by Scotland. Maybe it's the Celt in us that do it. But here, for instance, Tara folk, they just want to be dropped off at any Tipperary town.
Are you going across to Ireland? Will you take me in your car? And I'm sure you'll find my conversation sound. I can pay my way entirely. I'll enjoy your company. Leave me off at any Tipperary town. Leave me on the road to Nina, near the rippling Shannon Call, where the Ara Mountains join the silver mine. I'd be happy to in care, where the Galtee shadows fall. I'm at home in any Tipperary town. Sure, there's Cashel, Tip, and Lara, Old Boris and Clocking. You can't leave me where I've never been before. In Roscrea, Dundrum or Carrick, in Thurles or Clonmel, or my birthplace by the town of Templemore. Leave me on the road to Nina, near the rambling Shannon Call, where the Ara Mountains join the silver mine. I'd be happy to in care, where the Galti shadows fall. I'm at home in any Tipperary town. I'll relive again the memories of times I used to know, where I felt the wandering dreams invade my mind. And the little town of Bemley I knew so long ago, how I rue the day I left them all behind. Leave me on the road to Nina, near the rippling Shannon Call, where the Ara Mountains join the silver mine. I'd be happy to in care, where the Galti shadows fall. I'm at home in any Tipperary town. I'm at home in any Tipperary town.
I mentioned the Dubliners a few moments ago about when speaking about ballad groups. Here's yet another ballad group that came up from the ballad boom of the 60s, 70s and early 80s. And they're singing about Dicey Riley. Now, Dicey Riley was a Dublin character. She liked her, well, a little drop of the hard stuff. And she'd run out of money to buy it. So what she'd do, she would go into the pawn shop or the hock and pawn something so that she could have money for her drink. Here, the Dublin City Ramblers, one of my favourite groups, actually, and their version of Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sock. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. For it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Oh, she walks along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air. Then it's down by Summer Hill, up where the people stare. She says it's nearly 1:30, it's time I had another little one. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Long years ago, when men were men and fancied may of long, our lovely Becky Cooper, our Maggie's Mary Wong. One woman put them all to shame, just one was worthy of the name, and the name of the dame was Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
She owns a little sweet shop at the corner of her street. It's every evening after school, I go to wash her feet. But she leaves me there to mind the shop while she goes out for another little drop. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. For it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
But time went catching up on her like many a pretty whore. And it's after you along the street before you're out the door. Their looks all fade and the balance weighed, but out of all that great brigade, still the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old
Riley, she has taken to the socks. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. For it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the round is Dicey Riley.
Some nifty little banjo playing there from the Dublin City Ramblers and Dicey Riley. I was talking earlier on about icons of Irish music. Well, I think the greatest icon of Irish music over the last 40 years, maybe 35 years at least, is Daniel O'Donnell. Now, Daniel hails from Donegal, to those people who may not be familiar with him. He has been in the limelight musically anyway ever since, well, he started, I think, more or less. It was his sister, Margot, that started first of all, but then Daniel joined in and he's never looked back. Whatever Daniel records sells like hot cakes, and he's not a baker. And wherever Daniel appears, you can't get in. The venue is, well, crowded and there's queues outside for hours before. The reason I'm telling you this is, before I play you a Daniel O'Donnell song, I want to play you a Louise Morrissey song, because Louise is telling us what happened the night that Daniel O'Donnell came to town. This is yet another example of country and Irish music, where we sing an Irish song, but we do it in a sort of country style. You get what I mean.
Night.